जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जमिष्पाद परमसुचकाचार्य श्रोतश्रतिमद्रीवाइन ग्रेस किसी भक्ति विदान समुपाद जमिष्पाद परमसुचकाचार्य श्रोतश्रत श्रीमद्रीवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरज ठाकुर शिलप्रपात अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद नामाचार्यष्ट हरिदास ठाकुर प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त वृंद श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय कलिग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड वर्ल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शिवराम शिवरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरि रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 18 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ वर्णाश्रम धर्म टेक्स्ट 16। दृष्टिपूतान्यसेत्पादम् वस्त्रपूतं पिबेज्जलम् सत्यपूतं वदेद्वाचम् मनःपूतं समाचरे। दृष्टिपूतान्यसेत्पादम् वस्त्रपूतं पिबेज्जलम् सत्यपूतं वदेद्वाचम् मनःपूतं समाचरे। दृष्टिपूतान्यसेत्पादम् वस्त्रपूतं पिबेज्जलम् सत्यपूतां वदेद्वाचम् मनःपूतं समाचरे। वर्ड मीनिंग दृष्टि बाय द साइट पूतम असर्टन एज प्योर न्यसेत ही शुड प्लेस पादम हिज फुट वस्त्र बाय हिज क्लॉथ पूतम फेटर पेबे ही शुड ड्रिंक जलम वाटर सत्य बाय ट्रूथफुलनेस पूतम पूतम प्योर वदे ही शुड स्पीक वाचम वर्ड्स मना असर्टेन बाय द माइंड पूतं टू बी प्योर समाचरित ही शुड परफॉर्म। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल ट्रांसलेशन अ सेंटली पर्सन शुड स्टेप और प्लेस हिज फुट ऑन द ग्राउंड ओनली आफ्टर वेरीफाइंग विथ हिज आईज दैट देर आर नो लिविंग क्रीचर्स such as insects who might be injured by his foot. He should drink water only after filtering it through a portion of his cloth, and he should speak only words that possess the purity of the truth. Similarly, he should perform only those activities his mind has carefully ascertained to be pure. Purport While walking, a saintly person is careful not to kill any tiny creatures on the ground. Similarly, he filters his drinking water through cloth to avoid sullying some small creatures living within the water. Speaking untruths simply for sense gratification is detrimental to devotional service and should be avoided. Speaking impersonal philosophy and glorifying the sense gratification of the material world, even that found in heavenly planets, contaminates the heart and must be avoided by those desiring perfection in the loving service of the Lord. By serious consideration, one can understand that any activity other than devotional service to Lord Krishna has no ultimate value. Therefore, one should exclusively engage in the purified activities of Krishna consciousness. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kada Mayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Ashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Chagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Tye Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Itanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Kaurapattavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So in this chapter, Lord is explaining the duties of persons who are trying to follow the Varnashram system, and especially those who have reached the status of Vanaprastha Ashram or Sannyasa Ashram, they need to become extra careful. In fact, you can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam there are instructions for all types of people. No one is spared. Brahmachari, there are duties about brahmachari life, grahastha life, vanaprastha, sannyas, even guru, spiritual master, what are the duties of a spiritual master, who should become guru, who should not become guru, family person. So Srimad Bhagavatam actually gives a quite deep understanding about performing various roles in this material world. And those who are trying or have reached the status of this level, vanaprastha or sannyas, they have to become extra careful. This four varnajana ashramas we are discussing, it is not just the externals. It is not by just going to forest one becomes a vanaprastha. It should not be misunderstood in that way. Or just changing the dress of a color of the dress. That does not qualify one to become a sannyasi or a sadhu. One has to internally develop those qualities. Therefore, one has to be externally and internally situated properly. Sometimes we may think that, oh, after 50 one should take vanaprastha. You should leave the home and go in the forest and stay. It is easy to speak. Krishna conscious philosophy is most easy to speak, but very difficult to follow. Especially when it comes to others. Yes, others should follow. Such a nice philosophy. Everyone should follow this. But it is for everyone. One who is a speaker, he should also follow that. Not just preach about everyone taking sannyas or vanaprastha like that. And one has to be properly situated within one's consciousness. And especially when somebody reaches to these levels, vanaprastha, some previous verses we had seen the type of austerities one has to perform, being a vanaprastha. It's quite difficult, it's not easy. And therefore one may think that why to take vanaprastha? Better let me remain wherever I am. So it is not the external rituals or the external rules and regulations that is going to change one's consciousness. One has to go more deeper and try to analyze one's own self. Vanaprastha is kind of detached life, trying to become detached from this material world. When one has gone through so many situations in the life, one has to gradually think deeper that yes, now this ultimately material world is not giving pleasure. This dukkhalayam shashvatam should not go on holding for long, expanding business and so many things. There is no end in this material world. So for those who are more serious about understanding goal of life, They have to go more deeper. They should try to analyze within and try to focus on the goal. That I am not meant to just remain in this mortal world, life after life. But I should start my journey back home. And sometimes we may just prolong, procrastinate. May not be now, after some months, years, when I become old, I will take chanting and bhakti like that. I meet many old people. And they tell everyone, why you are taking now, this process? But the natural question comes, why you are not taking? You have become old already, you should practice now. But you are telling everyone that don't practice now and it will, there is lot of time. So the material energy is very powerful. It will keep misleading and convincing that there is still enough time. I can live for 30, 40 years more. Even at late age, one may think. And one does not become serious about this process of becoming Krishna conscious. And here, the duties of sannyasi. How sannyasi should be careful into ordinary activities like walking. So every day we walk. Without walking we cannot go from one place to another. So everyday activity. But one has to become conscious of that also. Srimad Bhagavatam is going more deeper. That even you may be performing sinful activity while walking. We may step on some insects, some creatures, living creatures on the ground. And we may not be aware of them. But they have their own families, children, communities, civilizations. And sometimes it may happen that somebody may step on them and they may get killed. So in their homes there is definitely mourning. Oh, now he's not going to come back. Why? Because there were two-legged giants walking on the road and some of them have trampled upon us, our family members. And they are now no more with us. So there could be some pain at that level also. And that can be counted as sin. We may not be aware of that also. Why should I suffer? What I have done wrong in this life, I don't remember at all. And why this kind of such situation has come in my life? But the law of karma counts everything. Whatever pain you have given to others, whatever miseries you have inflicted upon others, it will come back to you in the same degree. Nobody is exempt. Somebody may be a very rich person, poor, strong, beautiful, whatever power of this material world may one may have, but one has transgressed the laws of this material nature. One has to get due rewards or punishments. So we can see that here it is explained that a saintly person should step or place his foot on the ground only after verifying with his eyes that there are no living creatures such as insects who might be injured by his foot. So there are some examples in Srimad Bhagavat. Anybody can guess what are the examples who were very conscious about the living creatures on the ground? Jada Bharat, very famous example. Jada Bharat. Sometimes somebody is very dull, we say he is like a Jada Bharat. But Jada Bharat was not dull, not really. He appeared to be dull. He behaved like a dull person. Knowingly, he knew everything. He was very conscious. He was very, very highly Krishna conscious, Vaishnava. But he, in this life, he acted like a fool number one. And it was revealed that he is a very intelligent person only after he started speaking. And to whom he spoke? He was addressing a big king, King Rahugana. King Rahugana was going on a palanquin, and somewhere they had to cross one river. And they found his person, Jada Bharat. He was a very strong person. They thought that let us bring him, give him some service. So he was engaged by those other palanquin members. And when they were walking, that time other members were walking very fast, because they were not conscious. They were unconscious. He was Krishna conscious. So he was extremely careful. He was walking, he was looking here and there on the ground and then putting his foot. So it was not kind of harmony while walking. So that was giving a lot of jeers to this king. And this king was getting disturbed. Who is this? Who is not carrying the palkin properly? And he started asking, who is there? Why you are not carrying me properly? From within, he was sitting inside and he was shouting. So Srila Prabhupada in that purport explains that because he was very, very elevated, he was able to see the super soul in the hearts of all those small creatures. Because there is soul and super soul in the hearts of all those living entities, small, small living entities. And he did not want to hurt them. He did not want to create kind of violence towards them. Because he knew that if I break that cycle of their life, then they have to come back again to continue in the same life, and I will be the cause of that. So therefore he was not inflicting that pain or hurting those living creatures. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that what is the real Ahimsa from Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains that real Ahimsa, non-violence, a person, living person, when he is evolving from one level to another level, one should not check that progress. If one is breaking that cycle, then he also will get similar kind of reaction. So in the Vedas also it is explained that Mahimsa sarva bhutani. One should not hurt any other living entity. What to speak of killing, deliberately opening slaughterhouses. That's a gross sin. One should not kill any kind of living entity, knowingly, unknowingly. So that time Raguna, he heard from Jada Bharat started speaking, and then after that the king realized that yes, this person is not an ordinary person. I was thinking that he is a very ordinary person. But he is a very, very elevated soul. And then he surrendered to him. So that's how Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport that sometimes there was a conflict between these other Palki members and Jada Bharat. Because of the difference in consciousness. The other three people were Shudras. They were lower in consciousness. They were not careful about whether they are performing sinful activity while walking. And Jada Bharat was very highly Krishna conscious. So if there are Shudras and Vaishnava Brahmanas are there together, they cannot function together. There will be conflicts because their consciousness levels do not match. Therefore one has to elevate one's consciousness and try to see harmony in the nature. And that will protect one from any kind of conflicts. Then the other example was, one was very careful about living entities, any Brahmacharya. Mrigari. Mrigari was, who was Mrigari? Hunter. Mrigari, the enemy of the animals. He was hunting, killing. But after Narad Muni's mercy, his consciousness was transformed. And he was not willing to step on that. Or when Narad Muni was coming, he was on the ground, trying to carefully move the ants. So, these are two examples. There are many examples. Manduka Muni, he also unknowingly pierced some creature, and he was taken to Yamaraj. When he was taken to Yamaraj, he was very angry because he did something when he was young, and he didn't know also that. He was a very young child at that time. He did that. in Amaraji he told that, okay, this is your due punishment. So he was very angry. How can you give me punishment? Yamaraj, he cursed Yamaraj to become Shudra. And that's how we see Vidura was born as a son of Shudrani. But of course he was very high level of Krishna consciousness. He was not an ordinary person. Vidura was not an ordinary person. Externally he may appear to be a Shudra person. But he was very intelligent, and his advice was taken by even Dhritarashtra many times. And ultimately he delivered Dhritarashtra. So in this way we can see that while walking there could be sin. And one has to become aware of that, that while walking I may be killing small living entities. So that is the level of consciousness one has to develop as a sannyasi. Then second is drinking water. So here Srimad Bhagavatam is going even trying to find out that there could be sinful activity happening while drinking water also. Sometimes you may think that, oh, it is rasom of Sukaunteya. I am the taste of water. right. But here is a different dimension to that. That even while drinking water, one should be careful. One should filter the water. And in today's world it is all the more important, filtering the water. Because there is so much contamination going on. So while drinking the water, there is a sin. What to speak of drinking like water? Drinking like water. People are drinking like water. That's a big thing happening in today's world. Because Sattaraj Prabhu in his book, Four Principles of Freedom, he explains what is the impact of drinking, especially the, not water, not effect of drinking water, but effect of drinking in today's world. It has become very common, red water. And people are, at all levels they are targeted. It's not only very elite, sophisticated kind of people are getting victimized to that. But it begins at various levels. And sometimes at the youth level also, when the youth, especially in America, so much it is going deeper into all sections of society. It is so difficult to fight against this war. Fighting against the war of drug addictions. It's a huge war going on. And it's one of the weapons of Kali Yuga. How it started, Dyutam. Dyutam. Drinking. Some days before our Purushottam Prabhu was giving a wonderful prerana lecture, bounce back. He was like bouncing back on the Kali Yuga. And he narrated a very nice story. And somebody, some person, he kept in one bucket water and another bucket red water in front of a donkey, gada. And what will donkey drink? Okay, vichara kya samajhta usko? He will naturally drink the water. He drank the water. So the interpretation was given. That kya gada hai? Pani peeta hai. What a fool, what a donkey that is drinking water. That means it has become so like low that one thinks that he is a fool if he doesn't choose what is right. There is a huge party there and he is taking water. But there is the interpretation. Even donkey does not drink red water. So, it's a joke. So therefore, today's age, how much it has become deep into our mind level, in the thinking process level. That somebody is not socially fit, is somewhere misfit in that society. He is not following our norms. He doesn't fit into our social culture. What a degradation. That one has to go for such parties, and it has become so common. Therefore I was saying that drinking like water. People are nowadays drinking as if it is a water. So that's how it has going more deeper. And in America especially, the statistics was given that there is a lot to understand, that it is not just the addiction which is bad, that people are fighting, but there is a huge economy dependent on that. In America, it is almost like $100 billion income. One of the top leading industries, alcohol industries, it is giving to the nation. But with what cost? If we go deeper, then we'll understand that it is eroding the society. It is affecting the society in a deeper way. And sometimes people may think that we are in control. We do everything in control. We are not addicts. But we do little by little. Thoda thoda. Ek ek cup. Ekach chala. Marathi. There was one drama was there. When I was young, that drama was very famous. Only one cup, first. That's all. Not too much. But one doesn't realize, it has become addicted. That's the very sad part of it. One may think that चलता है, थोड़ा थोड़ा चलता है, हम कंट्रोल में है, we are in control, don't worry, we are fit. But only time proves who is in control. Because it goes so deep, it starts affecting the brain. If somebody understands what is happening at the brain level, our pleasure-seeking mechanisms in the brain, that some kind of secretions happen in the brain, and naturally there is some natural system in the brain. When we become happy, some kind of proteins and certain things are emitted and we feel happy. And when this drug-induced happiness, because that also gives some kind of happiness, because that also releases some kind of those chemicals in the brain. And one feels that, yes, I am happy. Just see, I take little and I am happy. Because it gives some kind of kick. They say, kick nahi milta hai. Thoda jyada strong kick chahiye. As if mortal nature is not sufficiently kicking them. They want some heavy kick. Somebody has to hit hard. Then they become happy. Yes, now we are happy. Somebody has to kick very strong. Then they are happy, yes, this is our happiness. So, this thing goes into the brain, and it starts affecting the mechanism in the brain. It's a very fine, intricate and delicate mechanism in our brain. And when this drug is taken in the liver, it first goes, starts affecting the liver, then it's goes into the head, starts affecting the brain. And in the beginning, sometimes one may feel happy, but one starts becoming dependent on that. If he doesn't take every day, then something is missing. I'm not feeling happy, I'm feeling depressed. So what is the solution? Take one cup. And solve the problem. And especially when somebody is under stress, that is the only solution they can think of. I am under stress, I have full justice, full justification, no other method known to relieve the stress. Take little cup. That's how it is entering into all sections of the society. It is all pervasive, not only in America, but it's reaching into all countries, most developed countries, even in India. And people don't work if they are not high, on high. Especially the liberal class, they will not work if they don't take that water in the morning. And it is taking various forms in today's age. Gutka. I mean, what is that? Some small packet, and you have to just keep chewing that throughout day while working, because it is giving some kick within. But without that, they cannot function. They are not normal. They cannot function like a
Bhakta. So that's how it is going on. And somebody was saying that even when they are like the garage and all, the car mechanic and all, they are sniffing. What they are sniffing? Sometimes that those sponge of petrol, grease, they are sniffing that. Because that gives some kind of kick to them. Isn't it? Grease put on the bread and eating. That it is reaching to that level, tambaku, tobacco, smoking, fire, putting fire in the lungs and feeling that, it is cool. Don't worry, I am cool. Cool man, very nice. Even Mr. Raghunath Maharaj was telling once that in Hollywood there was one movie. And in that movie there was one actor. And that actor, he was like really particular brand of cigar or something. He was in his mouth and while talking also, it was not removing and talking, but keeping that in the mouth and talking, and it was like so much attractive, this marketing media, that everyone, the youths, they were all trying to imitate that actor, while walking, while talking, same. So they were trying to imitate that actor, thinking that if he is cool, if coolly talking and smoking, then we are also cool. Prabhupada explains that it is not cool. You are drinking fire. You are not Krishna. Krishna can't drink fire. You are not Krishna. Krishna drank, swallowed an entire fire, forest fire. We cannot do that. And even it is written on that small packet. It is written there. It is injurious to health. It is injurious. It is written. They have to write. Because it is injurious. It is proven. But who reads that? Who reads? Pashyan api na pashyati. It is written. But chhod do na. Tension hai abhi. Tension ke baad dekhenge. So that's how one cannot see what is the truth. So therefore Srimad Bhagavatam is going more deeper and trying to show what is the truth. There is a sin even while drinking water. So what to speak of other things. So therefore it is very important, one wants to become Krishna conscious, one has to understand the situation around. The environment around it is getting so much polluted. The entire ecosystem is becoming polluted. And one has to work on that. It is a big war against drugs. In America, in 1998, they decided to fight against this war. And government and all the top level agencies, they were into that, trying to help the drug addicts, alcohol addicts, LSD, marijuana, cocaine, and so many varieties of forms. Prabhupada, when he went to America that time, it was all filled with that. Hippie movement was growing. And he saw that, he went into that completely polluted environment and giving them the chant of the holy name, drink the holy name, drink the holy Srimad Bhagavatam through your ears. He gave them this medicine. And gradually it purified them. Because the sound vibration, the transcendental sound vibration, it has such tremendous power to purify one's consciousness. Even at the gross level it can purify. Because they were so much addicted to all that kind of, this entire system was polluted. They became cleansed of all that. They did not have that kind of urge again to get into that. So America in 1998, they had allotted almost like $16 billion to fight against this drug war. The people there, because they saw that it's a very great loss to the nation. The youths are addicted, and the military also, it is not allowed, but still people are caught many times. Students, politicians, so many levels it is entering. So when they gave that much of funds, it was most of the funds were taken by the prisons and other people, bureaus of that, and still it was insufficient. Because there is so much needed. It is not just one time helping them, but it's a constant struggle. So much psychotherapists are required, social workers are required, counseling is required, constant alcohol anonymous people, they have to work so hard to fight against this war, but still the war is not over. Kali Yuga is entering into all fields, all nations, every town and village. It is reaching, knocking on everyone's door. And yesterday our Satyamitra was speaking about how the mantra is entering through notifications, push notifications, everyone's hands. So that's how we should be on guard, how much we have to be careful to become Krishna conscious. So drinking, and of course I have not discussed about the other things like coffee and tea and all. There's like a there is a different discussion needed for that. How it is also addiction. Sometimes one may think, oh, that you are speaking of that, but it's okay. Chai, it's okay. But wait, if you don't stop now, it will become so difficult. Sometimes you may get allured, it is decaffeinated, so it is safe. But one lawyer friend told me that decaffeinated means it is within permissible limits. That permissible limit may be what they have decided, but it is not free from caffeine. So this just simple coffee table book and all that, cafe every airport, so many cups, millions of cups in America every day they are drunk. Coffee, kind of, it's an addiction, cash crops. And we don't realize that it is addicting. We are putting the poison in our lungs or liver. It's a poison, slow poisoning, keep putting little by little poison, and one day you will get completely, your system will get completely collapsed. Therefore in today's world, these diseases like cancer, the heart patients, why they are increasing? Because they have not been careful about all these small things. When the entire system starts corrupting within, it's too late. Better be in control than be controlled. Therefore, what our scriptures have told years before, millions of years before, there is some truth in it. And one should try to understand that, yes, this is the real truth. I don't need any other happiness of this mortal world. There is happiness within, on the spiritual platform. And when I practice, when I chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Srila Prabhupada, he told once his followers, they wrote some poster, they titled the name, Stay High Forever, because other youths could connect with that. Prerna, we should try, think about. Stay high forever. So Srila Prabhupada told that, I have taken you high already, don't worry. Stay high forever and never come down. Other LSD and all those things will bring you down. But when you take this chanting, you will never come down. So that's how Srila Prabhupada has given us this process. The transcendental process, you shall one yad katva nanirvatamse saddham paramam yam labdhva chaparam labam manyate nadikam tata yasmin sitavana dukhyana gurunapati vichalit. So when somebody reaches to that level, even there may be greatest calamity, one will not be disturbed. Right. So Srivastava, who has come, sorry, welcome. Sorry, I'm speaking something. So please, any comments, please. I didn't cover the other points. Speaking and mind control, maybe some other time. Hare Krishna. Karantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gauranga.